It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update, right now, with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich, it's time for Second Date Update. We're going to talk to Rachel. Rachel met somebody, went out with them, had a good time. She expected there to be a second date. There wasn't. So she wants us to find out why. So let's get all the details. Rachel, welcome to our show. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing well. Just trying to figure this little situation out, you know.
Good. So what is the little situation? What happened?
So I went out with this guy from high school, actually. His name's Travis. And, you know, we weren't really friends in high school, but we stayed in touch on social media, and he asked me out. So I was like, you know what? Like, let's see how he's been the past few years. So we went out. And honestly, great time. Like, we really connected, but I just have not heard from him since, and I'm kind of mad about it, honestly.
What'd you guys do on the date?
Well, we went out to dinner, and, you know, I don't know, we got to, like, just talk about things from high school, which was always fun, and then, you know, catching up on where we are now. Couple drinks, nothing crazy, but, like, it was going really well, and I'm not crazy. I know that when I feel something's going well, it's going well, you know?
So then how did it end?
So, yeah, I mean, normal. Like, he picked up the tab. He gave me a hug, like, then we just said, all right, we'll talk in a few days. He'll said, I'll text you tomorrow. Didn't hear from him, and now it's been 2 weeks, and I texted him, like, once or twice, just to say, hey, how's it going? Haven't heard back. So I think I'm getting ghosted, and I have no idea why.
You said that you follow each other on social media, so have you seen that he's been active, or, you know, maybe he got back together with a girlfriend or something like that?
Definitely hasn't posted a girl, but yeah, he's fine. He's alive. He's living his life. So I'm like, okay, you're on your phone. I know you see my text. I don't know what's going on.
All right, well, since you went to high school together, I would assume you guys have a bunch of mutual friends, right? So was he trying to get information from you about something? Was there a hookup? Was there making out? Was there kissing? Anything?
We kissed a little bit, but nothing crazy. And, like, no, he didn't ask me really anything about, you know, any of my friends, anybody we really knew too well. Like, it really, really didn't get that vibe at all.
That's weird. He wouldn't ask you about any of your old, like, I would think if I hooked up, and I mean hooked up, like, I got together with someone from high school and we're having dinner, I'd be like, did you ever talk to anybody from the old crew?
Yeah, it's the easiest icebreaker of all time.
Yeah, everything was casual. It really seems like we were having a great, normal time, and it ended really well. I don't know.
Like, there must have been some chemistry. What was the part where you got a little, I'm going to kiss this guy, that little emotional pitter-patter?
Yeah, I mean, it was towards the end. Obviously, we were saying goodbye, and we were flirting, like, holding hands a little bit, and it really just felt so natural. I'm like, okay, yeah, going to go in for the kiss, and the kiss was great, and I left feeling like, okay, wow, this could really be something, and I don't know. Just have not heard from him since.
Could be one of those things where it's like you go on a date with someone that you knew from high school and then you get home and you're like, do I really want to go back to that? Like, I feel like I went on a date with a guy when I knew him from high school, and my motive to not get back to him was like, that's so like high school of me to like go out on a date with someone that I've known from high school.
Even though you're not in high school.
Exactly, yeah. But to me, I was like, that's just so high school. I'm past that.
Or like in high school, you and this guy, you and Travis, were you guys in like, I don't know, different levels of friend groups, you know? It's like some are like the popular kids or like the not so popular kids. Like, could that have something to do with it? It's like he had this vision in his head of,
maybe she was really popular, or maybe she doesn't look as good as she did in high school.
But he follows her. They follow each other on social media, so I'm sure that
he knew how she looked.
She didn't look in real life.
But maybe he's crushing big time in high school, and then the reality was a little
maybe
less.
Maybe she's not as cool as I thought, type thing.
I do have a different perspective on this, and just going by your timeline, you said it was 2 weeks ago was your date, right?
Yeah.
And he's ghosted you since, so. You don't seem like you're a big name dropper, but is this Travis Scott? Because he was in concert in England, so he might have taken off and had to prepare and rehearse.
He's busy.
You know?
No, it was not Travis Scott.
No. Okay. All right, just wanted to clear that. I didn't want to call the guy up, but he's all like, hey, man, you hear him in the studio in the background. He's like, hey, man, I'm rehearsing. I got these goosebumps in my mind. No. Okay, Rachel, we will call Travis and we will find out why he's not into you. Find out what happened.
John Jay and Rich.
2 weeks ago, Rachel went on a date with a guy that she went to high school with. And how long ago, Rachel, did you graduate high school?
9 years ago.
Okay. You went on the date. Things are going great. You even kissed a little bit at the end of the date. And since then, you haven't heard from the guy. It's been 2 weeks. And you don't know why. So you want us to find out. His name is Travis. You thought things are going great. You guys didn't really talk about people you went to school with. So what could it be? What could have gone wrong, you guys? What could it be?
What?
All right, we're going to call him right now. So hang tight, Rachel.
Travis available?
Speaking.
Hi, my name's Peyton. I'm with John Jane Rich. I just want to talk to you on the radio real quick, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
Travis, we were talking to somebody on our radio show that went on a date with you, and one of the things we do on the show is we talk about relationships and we go over issues. We try to help people solve things. And this person's like, I went on a date with Travis. She's like, the date's great. She's, but I don't know where things went wrong because I can't get him to call me back. So we thought we would help this person out and call you and find out in your mind where things went wrong. If things went wrong, maybe they didn't go wrong. Maybe that's just the way you play the dating game. Maybe you're like, yeah, I'm going to call her next week. So we thought we would call you because Rachel says things were going great.
Rachel. Rachel, it was fine, I guess. I mean, she's cool, but she's not like for me, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. That's fine, but why is she not for you? What happened?
Oh, man, I feel weird admitting all of this, to be honest. But, all right, so look, I took her out. She's just kind of one of those girls that has, like, she has really bad table manners. Do you know what I mean? Like, so we went to this Italian restaurant, right? And she's like we're eating, we're like chatting, we're doing her thing, and she starts like slurping these noodles, like she's like full audibly slurping these noodles, like the ones that like she couldn't really like scoop up, but not with her fork. She's twisting them with her fingertip, and she's slurping them straight off the hand, bro. I don't know if it was like kind of hot or kind of wild. I really don't even know at this point. Like, it was so weird, but it was kind of like it was kind of awful. It's really just not for me.
Okay, Travis. Wait. You literally told me I was pretty like 6 times that night. Like, you told me how hot I was, how great of a time you were having. Like, come on, don't even go there with that.
Yo, is that what is? Hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, was there more or was that it? Just slurping? I mean, don't get me wrong, I think that's a big one. I mean, I have a problem with my sister-in-law. The way she cuts her steak bothers the hell out of me.
What?
Like, I can't, I don't even know, like, thank God she's my sister-in-law. Like, if I don't know, I never thought something like that would bother me, but it really bothers
me.
How
does she cut her steak?
Like
what's
she takes
wrong
her
with
fork
it?
And she'll like go, like she'll go,
ha! Oh, she stabs it.
And then she cuts it like this. And it's like everything she does is like first class and has all these manners. And the way she stabs her steak, I can't explain it. It just bothers me. And like if my wife did that, I think there'd be a problem.
Like it was just kind of aggressive, you know what I mean? Like just like the eating style, you know, like licking plates. She was like pulling lemons out of the glass with her fingertips.
Well, I don't know. That's,
I get by. I
would do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. That doesn't bother me. But I mean, swirling the noodles with your finger, like, if I got that right, you're like swirling and then like sucking your fingers. She was sucking her fingers.
Yeah, like for real. Like, because she couldn't like get it off with the fork. You know what I'm saying? So like she would like do it with her fingertip and then she would like slurp it off. And like for a second, I was kind of cool with that. But then after a while, like you really think about that, it kind of gets under your skin. You know what I mean?
All right. So Rachel, what's your take on that?
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you have a little situation and yeah, maybe I use my finger, but that doesn't make me like a gross person. Like I am who I am and I probably looked hot when I was doing it. And I'm sure he thought so because he said so. And I just think it's really rude to, you know, lead someone on, tell them how great they are and then just ghost them.
I mean, I said so because it's like, what are you supposed to talk about when someone's like sucking fettuccine off of their fingertips? Like, I have to talk about politics in that moment. Like, I have to like embrace that moment. So that's why I asked you. But to be honest, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
You still kissed at the end of the night. It's not like that stopped you.
I mean, absolutely. But that was the wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Come on. You don't blame it on the wine. You were feeling it, too. We had a great time, and you know it. And it's really, really rude to have a great time with somebody and know that there's a connection there and then just leave it when feelings are going to be hurt and you know it.
I mean, look, this is not the way that I like to do this, to be honest. Like, this isn't, like, my ideal way to do this. Look, I did say you were pretty because you definitely are. You were gorgeous. But the way you ate in public was just not super ladylike. Kind of grossed me out. Look, it's nothing against you. It's just not for me.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you weren't like, let's play Lady and the Tramp. Put the fettuccine in your mouth.
I feel like I've seen online that eating with your hands is like appreciation for food. So, I mean, I think it's all
that's
how
a
you
cop
look.
Out. That's excuse.
I mean, what the know. Food is.
I'm trying to help Rachel out here, okay?
You're from Morocco, maybe.
I got an appreciation for silverware on this.
Well, is there,
I'm just trying to help my
Did you see that
Rachel.
Instagram where the girl filmed the guy on the first date? And the guy's like, I don't know what they're eating, but he's using his hands and he's got it all over his face and his shirt. She's got the camera phone down on the bottom of the table. And she's like, oh my God, this is my first day with this guy. And he's just scarfing it. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my God, I got to find that.
I mean, is it barbecue? I might give him a pass.
No.
It's just real.
Something just brutal. Especially on the first date. It's like, she's like, what have I got myself into? Mm. It's terrible.
What's the cleanest thing you can eat, like a sandwich? Like, what can we send them out to where she can use her hands and it's acceptable?
I mean, sandwiches aren't like a bad way to do it. This is kind of, I just feel like it's really not for me. I have a homie that likes to drink Sunny D out of a camel pack. Maybe you guys can like hook up. That's a good eating habit that would go well together. But for me, it's not for me. That's not it.
Yeah. I mean, you actually used the word audibly. Mm-hmm. In this conversation, that's, I mean, you might be
yeah,
a whole next level.
Audibly is not how you want to describe, like, eating with your girl.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Just using the word audibly. I've never even used that word before.
It's a good
like,
word.
I would have been like, oh, man, she was eating was so loud.
Yeah. To be fair, you haven't used lots of words.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he's at another level of education and spoken word.
Spoken word. Amazing.
All right, Rachel, so that's the thing. So you might take Google debutante classes.
All right, whatever. I'll work on it. I still think it was really rude of him, honestly, to not text me back at all.
Or just be you and find someone who's into that too, mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I'm sorry about that, Rachel.
All right. Thank you, Travis, for going there with us. Thank you, Rachel. Thanks for reaching out. There's your answer.
Thanks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too. That's Second Date Update. John, Jane, Rich.